different than we've been doing for Advent. I want you to bear with it.
How many's watched Family Feud with the new guy, Steve Harvey? You know he's a Christian. Did y'all know that? Steve Harvey's a Christian. And Steve Harvey was in a comedy routine. And in his comedy routine, it was called The Kings of Comedy. And in his comedy routine, he stood up and he did something that nobody was expecting. And it's so awesome. I could show you the picture of him, but I'd rather put the words up there so you can see the words. But I want you to see and hear Steve Harvey. You want to do that first? You want to light it first? That's why you want to do it. You tell me how you want to do it. Okay, well, we're going to do it. Steve Harvey introduced Jesus Christ to about 30,000 people that weren't expecting to hear Jesus Christ introduced. And you can hear what's going on in the background, but this is just a picture. It's not the picture of him. It's just the word, the sound. Here it goes. Get ready. We're getting ready. Eventually. Wife says, would you please quit doing that? I'm sorry, dear. I did it again. You can't train some people. Husbands, are y'all easily trainable? How many wives have easily trainable husbands? Raise your hand. There's not a hand raised. Matter of fact, I saw a few of these. Can you cut that those lights out there, bro? Already trained. Oh, you're already trained. That's right. You said you were, how many years has it been? 40 something years out of a life sentence. He said that as he was holding his neck. Okay, get ready. I want y'all to watch this. This Steve Harvey, this right here was, I was going to start my sermon with it, and Linda was watching it. She said, we need to more start the sermon with it. This would be good for Advent. And because Advent's, we're actually, yeah, go ahead, you do your thing. Does anybody got a lighter? It's probably with the toilet paper roll in the. I'm gonna say it's probably with this toilet paper roll that was in the pulpit. Here you go.
See, that's why there's a body of Christ instead of just one.
That's right.
When he showed me this that he was going to use for the service this morning, I said, that is Advent. Advent just means expecting the coming of something. That's all Advent is the we think of it as Christmas, the Advent of Christmas. Christmas is coming. We think of the Advent of, we need to think of Advent as the coming of Christ, and that's what we need to be looking forward to. You know, little kids look forward to Christmas. Ooh, I'm going to get a toy, or I'm going to get that thing I want. We need to be looking forward to Jesus coming back. Man, that's the thing I want. I want Jesus coming back. And when I saw this, heard this, I said, that is the essence of Advent. So we have the four candles. The first candle is hope. We have hope because we know Jesus is coming back. We have hope that what we're dealing with today is going to go away because we know Jesus is coming back. We know that we won't have to deal with what we're dealing with on this earthly planet because Jesus is coming back.
That's right.
And he's going to come get us, and just being with him, just seeing him, the light of him. You know, heaven, everybody talks about how glorious heaven is going to be. But I wouldn't care if I was in the depths of hell as long as Jesus was there. So this is the hope candle that we're lighting today, the hope that we have knowing that Jesus is coming back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction.
Come on.
His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He has, out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with two fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into wine. No special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet. Put your hands together and show the world for the second coming of the one and only.
Yes! Yes! If that don't whet you, if that don't start your fire, your wood is more than wet. Amen. It's time now to receive communion. And communion is a very special time because it commemorates his death. But it also is his death, burial, and resurrection. But it also commemorates, you've got to remember, without Bethlehem, there wouldn't have been the rest of it. So we thank God for that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Well, for whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." I want you just to spend the next few minutes talking to God. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to take communion. You have to be forgiven. God, I thank you for that, because so many times I've blown it. How many's blown it lately? Thank God that we have a Savior. If we didn't have a Savior, we'd be in trouble right now. But we've got a Savior. Right now, I want you just to bow your heads. Father, we prepare to receive your precious communion. Father, it's not from anything we've done, not from anything we said, not from anything that we could even think of, God. It's through the blood and the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we are alive in you today. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to see you, Father, in a whole different light. Help us, God, to understand you in a different light. Help us, God, to realize that we need a Savior, and that you have come, and that you are our Savior, and that everything is under your feet and in your capable hands. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch, to anoint every person, Lord. There's things in here, actions, attitudes that you don't like. Show them to us, God. You will show them to us, and help us put it under the blood by giving it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch my attitude, Lord. Father, I ask you to touch my actions, Lord. I ask you, Father, to minister mightily as we take your precious communion. You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. The Bible said the night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. This do, or eat this in remembrance of me." Also the same night he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood in the New Testament. Drink it in remembrance of me." Come, let us join at the Lord's table. His body broken for you, sister. His body broken for you, mighty man. All right. His body broken for you, sister. His body broken for you, sister. His body broken for you, mighty man. His body broken for you, sister. His body broken for you, sister. Yes. Yes. His body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, mighty man.
Amen. We're doing a go over. Man's drowning.
Okay. Okay. His body broken for you, brother. Mighty man. Right, bring you, mighty man. Body broken for you, mighty woman. Look, his body broken for you, mighty woman. His body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister. 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 Body broken for you, Hannah. Body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you. Beautiful. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, little sister. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister, for your healing. Amen. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you, mighty man. Body broken for you, sister. Body broken for you.
come around. I'd have broken for you. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, church. Go ahead. God did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Thank you, God, for doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Amen. Every time I'm doing the planning by myself, I get in trouble. I don't know about you. But I get in trouble. Yeah, my wife was really funny. I went inside one of the jail cells in the F block the other night, and there was three guys inside the cell. They weren't out where everybody else was. So I decided to go in and talk to them. I went in and I said, "When are y'all the CFO, the COO, and the CEO?" And they went, yeah. And one guy looked at me. "Children, you're dismissed." One guy looked at me and said, "Come on, children, yeah, go ahead. This might be corny, so y'all might need to go out here." And one of the guys looked at me and said, "You stink." And I said, "Well, the guys out there said I smelled good." He said, "No, you stink." And I said, "Well, why don't you talk about my mama next?" And he said, "I wouldn't do that." And so I just kind of touched him on the shoulder. He said, "Don't you touch me." I'm in the cell with three of them now, in the cell, 10 by 10 cell. And so I said, "Lord, we got this. You got it. I'm riding your coattail." So I backed up, and I smiled at him, and I walked back up and hit him again. And he went, "I'm just messing with him." God's got a sense of humor. Amen. If he's called you in the ministry, that's proof that there's... You got a sense of humor, right? Amen. Yeah, that's right. Me too. I'm the biggest one. Turn your Bibles. This is kind of a takeoff from last year, and also you're going to hear some of this on 98.3. This is kind of a takeoff on all of this, but it's going to be different. So trust me, this is different. It's not the same, although you can say that's the same thing you did last year. No, it's not. This is different. Same script, the same picture, but it's a different thing. We're going to talk about mighty God. How many know we serve a mighty God? A mighty God. A mighty God. Able to do anything. Come on, a mighty God. That's right. Get your Bibles out to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9. Stand for the reading of the word. Isaiah chapter 9. This word just kept coming through my head. These two words, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. And so I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm listening." And I kept believing that for the last 2 weeks, that's all you've been saying is mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Why do you want to get worried about anything? I'm a mighty God. Why do you want to let things stress you out? I'm a mighty God. Yesterday, my brother-in-law, but lady across the street from me, my brother-in-law's mother died at 6:30 in the morning. And they called me over, and I was there with the family, and I'll be doing the funeral this week, but as I was over there,
All I kept hearing was, I'm a mighty God. I'm a mighty God. I'm a mighty God. And so that's what I kept telling them. He is a mighty God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and hast increased the joy, that they joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest. And men rejoice when they divide, as when men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Y'all say this with me. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Y'all say it again. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts perform this. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for everything you can do, Lord. The things that you do for us, God, we don't even know that you've done. I thank you for this week, how you have protected us, Lord. Lord, there's been some people that have come into some delays and thought because they were delayed in their travels or delayed in what they were doing or delayed in what they were expecting that they were being punished or they were being pushed back by Satan. But there's been some times this week that there was a delay and delay was there to keep somebody from getting hurt, keep somebody from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I thank you for it, God. You're always in control. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch everybody that's here right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to see you, Lord, in fresh eyes. Help us, God, to see you through a fresh anointing and through a fresh spiritual touch, Lord. I love you and I praise your name. And I thank you that you're the mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen and amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. It's Christmas time and I have got to throw this out. If I don't throw this out, I'll bust. Some of y'all know what's coming. There's a school play. And they have kids from the school, and they're coming up, and they're doing their thing at the night at the manger. And the guys are playing the three wise men, and the first one come up, and he said, gold. And the other one come and said, myrrh. And the other guy forgot what it was, and finally he said, Frank sent this. I just love to say that one. I mean, Frank sent this, amen. Yeah, well, I did talk to a guy this week at the prison, and I said he was done wrong, and I said, well, what in the world were you charged with? He said, I was charged with shopping, doing my Christmas shopping early. And I said, that's not an offense. I said, how early were you doing the shopping? He said, before the store opened. That'll get you, amen. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That's just an awesome, awesome, awesome scripture. God is in ultimate control, always and forever. Somebody say always and forever. God is always and forever in control. There's never a time in your life that he's not in control. You may not be in control, but there's never a time in life that he's not in control. So let's just go through this. I'm going to go through some of it kind of quickly. I'm going to stop at the mighty God. It was a tough time, a very tough time for God's people. It was a time of captivity. It was a time of suffering. It was a time of pain. People could not see any relief in sight. They were scared of what was going on. Some people were in this time of captivity for what they did, and some were in there for what others did. Remember, sometimes you don't just suffer for what you've done. Sometimes you're suffering for what somebody else done. So we need to always take care and think about that when we're messing up, that not only will we not be the one suffering, but somebody else can suffer also. But no matter what the reason, the pain was still the same, and the cure was still the same. And that was a child, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank God for Emmanuel. Thank God for God
being with us. What he was doing is he's prophesying a turnaround is coming. Look at somebody and say a turnaround is coming. Tell somebody else a turnaround is coming. He was saying in verse 1 through 5, it's not always going to be like this. Better days are ahead. God has a plan. Just give him a chance to work. Give him a chance. Sometimes we say, God, here it is. And before he can even get started, we've already pulled it back. And say, God, you're not doing what we need done. It may not come when you expect. It may not come like you expect. It may not come how you expect. But God is always. Somebody say always. God is always on time. Praise the Lamb of God. He is always. Come on, y'all. He's always on time. Amen? Now here's the prophet. He saw a cradle. He said, unto us a child is born, his humanity. He saw a cross. Unto us a son is given, his deity. And he saw a crown. The government shall be upon his shoulders. That's his lordship. Now here's some names before we get to mighty God. Wonderful. He takes care of the dullness of life. When you're serving God, how many ever has a chance to be bored when you're serving God? I don't. There's always something going on. Amen. He wants to take care of your dullness spiritually and physically. Wonderful means miraculous, supernatural, extraordinary fulfillment. So God wants to do something special in your life every day of your life. Somebody say every day. Every day. Every day. God wants to work miracles in your life, whether you see it or not. The second word, counselor. He wants to take care of the decisions of life. He is the leader and the guiding force in our lives. Now, here's where I'm stopping. Next week, we're going to go a little further, but here's where I'm stopping. This is the thing I've been hearing and hearing and hearing and resonating. Get ready. There he is. He'll take care of our decisions. He's wise. He'll give us advice. He'll show us because he is our leader. Amen? So now get ready. Mighty God. Don't say mighty God. I can't say it enough. Say mighty God. Mighty God. Say it again. Mighty God. A little child is mighty God. Look, he said a child's going to be born and he's going to be called mighty God. Didn't say he was going to walk in on a steed with armor on. Said a little child is going to be born and he's going to be called mighty God. Mighty God helps us take care of the demands of our life. Mighty means hero. We've all got heroes in our life, but our best hero should be him. Amen? One who is strong, mighty, invincible. I can do all things through Christ, who is our mighty God. Y'all say this, I can do all things. Say it. I can do all things through Christ, which is our mighty God. Amen. So now here it goes. I want just take a minute and just let this soak in. I want this to soak in. Why is he so mighty? God is so mighty. Jesus is so mighty. He can hold creation in his hands. The Bible says that creation is in his hands, in the span of his hands. All of creation is from here to here. Can you imagine God can hold the whole universe from here to here? Wow. Isn't that a mighty God? Wow. So the Bible says he can hold the creation in his hands, yet Mary held him in her arms. Woo! He can hold creation from here to here. The Bible says he did it. He created here to here. Yet he's small enough that Mary can hold him in his arms. Matter of fact, he holds us in his hands. Yet we hold him in our hearts. Wow. He's big enough to carry you, tote you, protect you, but yet you carry him inside in your heart. Let's go back to that initial thing. He saw a cradle. He saw a cross and he saw a crown. A cradle, a cross, a crown. Now watch this. I'm not going to keep you long. We'll be out of here before 4. Hanging the Green starts at 6:30. If you're out of here by 4, you can go eat. Matter of fact, after 4 o'clock, all the Baptists have left McDonald's. All right, quickly. First, he saw a crown. I'm gonna take it in reverse order. He saw a crown. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God, and nothing that was made without him. So he is our ruler. He's the one that leads us and guides us. See this little baby? As Mary's holding that baby up and he's holding his arms out, there's a cross showing up behind him, a shadow of the cross. Watch this. In the beginning, He was there. In the end, it's still the Word. The Bible says in Revelation 19, when He comes out and comes in from heaven to reestablish, to make war with Satan and to reestablish His kingdom, watch this. It says, on His thigh, a name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God is always, always in control. Even if you don't feel like He is, He's still in control. Amen? Number one, the cross. Number two, the cradle. Job 9:33. Job is complaining. He's complaining to God because he says, God, you have no idea how I feel because you've never felt pain. You've never felt this heat on you like I feel. And he says, if there was only a mediator, a daysman between us, someone who could bring us together, someone who could take one hand and grab you and take the other hand and grab mankind. And when Job said that to God, guess what? He didn't realize he was prophesying because Jesus was coming. God may not know what that kind of pain felt like, but Jesus did. Amen? And so it's so awesome. Here comes Jesus, and the Word was made flesh, John 4:14, and dwelt among us. And Matthew 1:23 says, Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And then there's the cross. The final word on the cross was, it is finished. Does that mean that he just died? It is finished means salvation was complete. It was paid in full, complete. The levy was paid. So finished. God was Satan thought he had won, but on that cross was our mighty God. Amen. On that cross, I'll say it again, was our mighty God. Now here we go. I'm going to throw this out and then we're going to pray a little bit. Satan threw everything he had at Jesus when he was on earth. Everything. Threw the kitchen sink at him, so to speak. I want you to see what he threw at him. Watch this. He took his best shots. He threw disease. But Jesus said, by my stripes, you were healed. He threw temptation. He said, not my will, but my Father's will be done. He threw fame at him. He said, you're going to worship God alone. He threw the demon possessed at him. And Jesus just said, get out! Wow. He threw the depressed, the hopeless, the addicted. And Jesus said, you are whole. He threw hatred at him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He threw religion at him. And he said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And they threw politics at him. And he said, the government is going to be upon my shoulder. False accusations. He said, you'll see on the third day. Through storms, and he hollered, peace, be still. He even threw death, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. I was listening to a story about a certain man. We're getting ready to close. I heard a story the other day about a man. The boy's name was Daniel. Not my Daniel. The guy's name was Daniel. When he was coming up, he was highly dyslexic. He had some other stuff going on, but he was dyslexic. He couldn't read. He couldn't write. He couldn't even walk without falling over. He overcome some of this stuff, some of it he hadn't overcome yet, but as he's overcoming it, he gets sick. By the time he's 17, he's had his last rites read to him 3 times. He was called stupid. He was called retarded. He was called loser. He was called a nobody. But if you call him today, you need to call him governor. Governor Daniel Malloy of Connecticut went through all that adversity. He says, I still can't read good. I still can't see. I mean, still can't get all that stuff right. But he sure is leading. And he's doing a good job because you know why? Because mighty God, our mighty God said, each time they read his last rites, you're coming up. When they called him retarded, he said, no, you're going to be governor. When they said you were stupid, you'll never be anything, he says, no, you're going to be leading people. No, you got this going on. No. I'm not retarded. I'm not stupid. Because I serve a mighty God. This morning, whatever you're going through, no matter what people have tried to label you with, no matter what people have tried to throw you away, I'm here to tell you something right now.
We serve a mighty God. He can reverse the irreversible. He can fix the unfixable, do the undoable, beat the unbeatable, save the unsavable, and charge the unchargeable. Praise the Lamb of God. He created it all anyway. Mighty God. Somebody say mighty God. Mighty God. You know, let me just give you a little example, and then we're going to pray. Do you know the molecules in one drop of water? Take one drop of water. Just put one drop of water in your hand. If you don't have one, if somebody's got something around, tell them to splash you. If we get Anna Lane, she'll get you. From last night, she went, oops, spilled it. One drop of water. Seems like a small thing, doesn't it? If that, the molecules in one drop of water, if they became grains of sand, they could build a highway a half a mile wide and 1 foot thick from New York to San Diego. Did y'all hear that? The molecules in one drop of water, if they became grains of sand, you could build a highway a half a mile wide, 1 foot thick from New York to San Diego. Don't tell me our God's not mighty. You know, like I think about this too. My grandbaby will say, Papa, can we do this or can we do that? Or Papa, you think we can? And I'll say, if Papa's got it, you got it. Tell him all the time, Papa got it, you got it. You know what? If our Heavenly Father's got it, we got it. Well, come on. Mighty God! Mighty God! Mighty God! Y'all gotta sit up and play something. I want everybody to come on. I want us to stand up. Stand to your feet. God is awesome. God is full of power. God is full of authority. Our God is a mighty God. Our God can do what nobody else can do. God is awesome, 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 awesome. I thank Him. I love Him. I praise His name. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank you, God. Praise the Lamb of God. You're an awesome God. Now, today, I want everybody just to close your eyes for a minute. Raise your hands to heaven. I want you to close your eyes. Some of you here may have physical needs. Some may have emotional needs. Some may have financial needs. Some may have a broken heart, a broken spirit. If God can put enough molecules in one drop of water that they became a grain of sand, could build that major half mile wide, 1 foot thick highway from New York to San Diego, God can take care of you. If God can take a little bitty baby born to a virgin and use Him to be salvation for the entire world, He can do what you need. Right now, in the name of Jesus. First off, just let me ask you, everybody's got your eyes closed. You're just thinking about God and worshiping Him. If you're here this morning while everybody's eyes are closed, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, not going to call you out, not going to make a big deal out of it. But if you're here and you don't know Jesus, would you just raise that hand? Raise it up and just raise it up and move it around so I can see it. I don't know Jesus. I want to, but I don't. Or if you're here today and you know Him, but you're not as close as you need to be to Him, and you know that, would you just raise that hand? Raise the hand and say, I need to get closer. I need to get closer. I need to get closer. God, you see these hands. You're more than enough to help them to get closer to you. You said if they'll draw close to you, you'll draw close to them. I ask you, God, to minister to them, Father. And right now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to meet every need in this church. Every need that's represented here, Father. You're more than enough. You're more than capable. Right now, if you have a need, I want you to start making your way up here right now. Whatever the need is, start making your way up here right now. God, God, our mighty God, our mighty God, our mighty God wants to do something for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Our mighty God. Our mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. Father, you're awesome. I ask you, Lord, to touch right now, Father, to minister, Lord, in the way only you can, Father. Lord, you're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're a powerful God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we can never thank you enough. You're our mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. You stood up on the ship and said, peace be still, and the waves had to lay down. You stood at a tomb and hollered, Lazarus, come forth, and the dead had to come forth. You took 5 loaves of 2 fishes, and you fed 5,000 plus. Father, you're a mighty God. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're our mighty God. Thank you, God. Glory to your name. 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 Thank you, Father. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-able, mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory! 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Glory. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, everybody that's in the Hanging of the Greens needs to be here by at least 6 so we can get all the final arrangements done. If you can be here earlier, that'll be cool. But be here. We're going to have a good time. Don't forget to bring enough finger foods for your family and a few others. We'll have enough. We'll have more than enough. If you want to see how pretty the fellowship hall is, go over there before you leave today and see how pretty the fellowship hall is. And go ahead and take a pencil and mark on the paper where you want to put your spot. I'm playing. I was playing. Don't write anything, please. I can see it night and I'll see you over here and I'll see you. Names all over the place. Oh, no. Nice. Let's get ready. Y'all stand. Everybody stand. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, you're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. You're a mighty God. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch, to anoint, in the way that only you can, Father. You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. We trust you with our lives, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister mightily to us Father. And help us, Lord, to take to heart the mighty God that you are. This day is your day, and we'll give honor and glory to you, Father. Help us come tonight, Lord, expecting something great. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and the church said, amen.